God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Exodus 15 is perhaps the oldest poem in the world. I mean, literally. And by that I mean in the literary sense and in a concrete sense. It is perhaps the oldest poem in the world. Exodus 15 says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord." And they sang this on the occasion of God's vanquishing the armies of Egypt and providing for and protecting the people of Israel. It's a wonderful poem. It's repeated, at least parts of it, both in the Psalms and also in the book of Isaiah. Verse 2 says, famously, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he's become my salvation." Verse 3 says, "The Lord is a man of war." This is a God who is gracious to his people, but he's also a God to be feared. He's a God of power and might, and he's a God of mercy. It's interesting, in verse 13, the Bible says, "Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." So you have both mercy and strength. Mercy on Israel and strength against Egypt. I think it's worthy of note to say that the only way God could show mercy on Israel was to show judgment on Egypt. You know, I don't ever want to put myself in a position where in order for God to give someone else mercy, he has to give me judgment. So he led these people both in mercy and in strength. And what a marvelous song, what a marvelous poem of God's power and, yes, God's mercy. So how ironic it is that in verses 22 and following, we find a very different song. This is perhaps the oldest song in the world. It's not literally a song, but perhaps the oldest sentiment in the world. Verse 22 tells us that in the wilderness, they found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses. How amazing that the people who had praise and gratitude in their hearts just prior were now so very quickly, when things turned just a bit, doubted God, despaired, and began to murmur. They cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed, he cried, that is Moses, unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Well, what a contrast. A contrast between the oldest poem, literally in the world, perhaps, and one of the oldest sentiments, and that is of discontentment and doubt and murmuring. Here are these people who had been led out of Egypt, provided for, protected, the Red Sea parted for them, and yet the moment there was a question at all about provision, they murmured. They went from praising God to murmuring against Moses, which really was an accusation against God. But don't we do the same thing? We can look back and we can see how God has provided and protected and guided and provided. And yet when the least thing goes wrong, or perhaps in a long season in our thinking of need, we despair and we murmur. Can I just tell you something? A God who will hold the water back will certainly not let you die of thirst. When it came to the Red Sea, too much water. When it came to the wilderness, not enough water. In both cases, a God who is sufficient for one, and therefore a God who is sufficient for both. Friend, wherever you may find yourself today, realize that a God who won't let you drown certainly won't let you die of thirst.